Let's come to Ruth chapter 4. Learn some principles as we come to the last chapter of this exciting, exciting story. Amen. How many felt that excitement of Ruth? Hallelujah. Last week we ended by telling that Naomi told to Ruth, unless Boaz does something, he will not rest. Correct? And I want to tell you, Jesus is doing something in your life today. Hallelujah. He's up to something. Lift your hands and say, He's up to something in my life. Jesus is up to something in my life. Hallelujah. And He will do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. So please be with me. So as we go through this exciting drama or what happened there, Boaz is up to something. So he's going in Ruth chapter 4 and verse 1. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one. What's his name? Ho, such a one. Unto whom he said, Turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. Now the kinsman redeemer means a relative. Now Boaz is up to something. He's calling one person and saying, Hey, you come and sit down here. Because it was in the city gates that things were decided. So in that city gate, Boaz is calling this nameless guy. You know why he's given no name? Because he's such an irresponsible guy. People of God ought to be responsible. You cannot run away from your responsibility. Everybody say, responsibility. We like free lives, correct? Not taking any responsibility. But God looks for people who are responsible. And if you are irresponsible, you know what God will call you? Ho, such a fellow. I pray that none of Shelter House people will be that ho, such a fellow. But you will have a name. God will call you by name. So Boaz calls this man and tells him, you know what is he telling? And he also took 10 of the elders of the city and said, sit here. And they sat down. So now the panchayat is ready. How many of you have seen this kap panchayats, this gram panchayats? Yeah, the elders of the city coming in. They discuss about the lot and whatever they decide come to pass. And Boaz is telling to, in verse 3, and he said unto kinsman Naomi, unto the kinsman, kinsman means relative, okay, just make it as relative, Naomi that has come from the country of Moab. He's telling, Naomi is selling a parcel of land which was of a brother, Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise it to you, telling, buy it before the inhabitants, that's verse 4, and before the elders of my people, if thou will redeem it, redeem it. But if thou will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. So now, what is he telling to this relative? In Deuteronomy 25, if you go and read it, homework, I have told it last week also. In Deuteronomy 25, you see, if the husband is dead, the wife's custody, legal looking after, comes to the husband's brother. He has to do it. Now, if he's not so, the nearest cousin is this somebody. What is it? Ho, such a fellow. That's his name. This Ho, such a fellow is the legal person who has to take care of Naomi because she went through a lot of trouble. He has to take care of her, provide for her. So to Ho, such a fellow, Boaz is telling, this is your responsibility. Now she's selling her land. Will you buy it so that you will take care of that land and it will be yours? See, it's like this. If I own a 60-40 in Bangalore, I will try giving it to my sister or my brother-in-law so that it will be blood-wise related. Correct? Correct or no? In the same way. So, he's telling to this, Ho, such a fellow. Boaz is telling to Ho, such a fellow. You redeem it. You have to take care of it. You buy from Naomi. You put some money, get it from her. And you know what the host, such a fellow, said? And he's telling, okay, protocol is this. You have to take care. He didn't say, okay, let him come. I'm going to take care of him. Because Boaz knew that he was going to take care of her. Correct? But he said, it's your turn. Say, there's protocol. Say, protocol. God works in protocol. He doesn't overrule the protocol. Protocol is protocol. Don't work against the protocol. You want to do something, go legally. Don't go illegally. Because if you go illegally, things will not be good for anybody. The world history is a witness. If anybody does anything illegally, it will haunt him. Correct or no? It is. We should do legally things. We should do with the protocol. Protocol is. So this whole such a fellow, though he is not having any name, what did boy say? It's your responsibility. You do it. But if you are not doing it, I will do it. What a strategy. Yeah? You want to do it. We should learn to manage our things in protocol according to the word of God. Things of God, things of the kingdom of God should not be given a second priority. What should come as the first priority? The house of God should be your first priority. Then your family. Because if you give that as the first priority, your family will follow after. That's what I believe. Somehow, through the days, we have made this big mistake of putting the church as the least and the job as first and family as second and all those things. I want to tell you, friends, today I want to encourage you in the Lord. There's a protocol. Follow the protocol. Don't override the protocol. There is a pastor. Respect him. Honor him. He may not make sense to you, but protocol is protocol. Everybody say protocol is protocol. Protocol is for your blessing. When elderly people say something, obey them. Hear them. Hear them. Give them an ear. Don't put them in Margdarshak Mandal. Now what is Margdarshak Mandal? No? In BJP, any BJP fellows are here, you will understand. Margdarshak Mandal. So people who are old, they will be in the Margdarshak Mandal. Means you keep quiet and sit there. I will rule. That's what this Margdarshak Mandal is all about. Don't put them in Margdarshak Mandal. But take the best out of their experience and lead the great work of God. Amen. So protocol is always there. Protocol is protocol. Husband is the head of the wife. That's the protocol. He might be a foolish fellow. Why did you go and marry him first? When you married him, you didn't consider him as a foolish fellow. But after marriage, you're considering him as a... He's the head. Honor him. Respect him. Protocol. Rules of the land. Modi ji is our prime minister. We honor him. He is the protocol. He is the prime minister. That doesn't mean we cannot tell anything, our opinion. India is a democracy. We can tell him. If he hears and says, okay. Otherwise, he is the prime minister. He is my prime minister. Kumaraswamy is our chief minister. He is. Protocol. Your manager. He is your manager. No matter. However he is your manager. Protocol is protocol. God doesn't work beyond any protocol. Amen. And he's telling, see, who's such a fellow? You take Naomi's land. Are you interested? You know what this fellow said? And the verse 4, last 5 verses says, and he said, I will redeem it. What did he say? Okay, give it to me. I like that 60-40. Roadside property. I was always looking after it. I was just waiting for you to ask me that question. I will take it. I will buy it. Ah, that worship music ministry. Very good. Nice. I'm in the forefront. I like it. I like preaching. Why? Like it. You know what did Boaz did? He put the landmine in the next stanza. What is the next statement? He said in verse 5, Boaz said, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi? Thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. Means, the day you purchase the land, Ruth becomes yours. In midst of 60-40, there stands a Goliath. This whole such a fellow, he liked the land. He liked the roadside land. I'm just saying, that's my imagination. Very full, good land. But when Boaz inscribed this condition to him that you have to take care of Ruth, that's why he's called Ho such a fellow. Hallelujah. 6. Next stanza, one verse later, kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. He's like, oh, I don't want that 60-40. I don't want to give it to Ruth. My 4,000 square feet also will go. I don't want to do that. You buy it for yourself. That time there was no stamp paper and all. What is the sign? shoes. They remove the sandal and give it to the person. Which means I have given you the rights to do whatever. So no more will you ask me about it. Boaz got the slipper. I want to tell you, friends, this is how God redeems you. If He is for you, He will redeem you no matter what the cost. He will save you from worthless fellows and keep you for His own. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Your life is so precious that God will not let it to useless fellows who are behind your property. They love your property. They don't like you. Let them walk away. I want to tell you, God is your God. He will take care of you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. And that's why I want to tell you, responsibility comes here. People love doing the work of God, but they don't like managing people. You ask me, what is the different thing in difficulty in pastoring? It's like this. You're all hi-fi guys. What's that? Yeah, hi-fi guys. Poor people obey more. Hi-fi people. Huh? What? Pastor Gary, what does he want? Don't he know that I have my work? I am in Intel, I am in Sintel, I am in Honeywell. You're in the well. That's why I'm coming. I cannot. You know why you have chosen that profession to code? Because the computer will hear you. If I code into Vijay Kumar Garu, he will not do. Vijay Garu. If I code, he is Telugu. Blood is there. They will not bow down to anybody. Correct? No, he is a very good brother of mine. I'm just giving it as an example. So managing, without managing people, you will think, aha, I don't want to do that. I like coding. No problem. Computer, if I get angry with the computer, I just hit enter. You can't do ministry without loving people. It's not easy managing people. But don't, you are not called to be irresponsible. You are called to be the ministers of God. We are called to be a family, the shelter house family. Somebody said, praise the Lord. I belong to you as much as you belong to me. That's the church all about. It's not about, if you do not know about your neighbor and what is the issue they are going through, there is some serious problem in our church. There's a big problem. It's not a church. It's a club. Pastor, I don't like dealing with people. I feel offended. Come on. It's all good there. Without some offense, what is the thrill in life? Responsibility starts a ministry. Write it down. Responsibility starts a ministry. What are you responsible for? Whom are you responsible for? Are you responsible for? See, you cannot say, it's not my responsibility. How is pastor doing? If I ask Priya that question, I think he messaged me last week some forward. I sent, you know, in WhatsApp some forward. I'm just giving an example. We take example. I don't know what. It's not my problem. She never says that. She's today also she's here. But I'm just giving an example. It's not my. What he's doing? Who cares? You are Cain's descendant. Whose descendant? Why did I say that? When God asked Cain, where is your brother? What did he say? Am I his watchman? You are his watchman. Yeah, that's where problem came. You watch over one another. You watch over me. I watch over you. That is church. Hallelujah. So the moment you say, it's not my responsibility, you're running in sinking ground. Responsibility starts your ministry. Hallelujah. Being responsible over Bangalore, doing something in that area which you're living, that houses which you're seeing around you, those homes that are around you, it's your responsibility. You are responsible for it. That's why God has put you here, giving you high salary. What salary? Should I tell you your salary? You may forget it. I will tell you. You want me to tell? No need, no. I know the salary. What's in Avin Garu? God has given you that much salary and kept you here. You know why? To be responsible for one another. What is your responsibility quotient today? Are you responsible for shelter house? Oh, that's Pastor Gary's business. Who said that's my business? Next 10 years are not going to be like that. I have decided. Prime time of my life, I invested where? In Arikire. Week after week, month after month, learn God's word. Come for prayer. Kya bolti tu? Sun suna. I have come out with a decision. Next 10 years, if I am going to serve here, you are going to come up, you are going to grow up, you are going to own responsibility. Otherwise, you know what I will do? You want to know other ways? You want to know the other ways? Does anybody want to know other ways? My wife is asking other ways. She wants to know. We love the Lord. We love the work of God. That's why I'm screaming from morning. Tamil song I am leading. Tamil worship leading. Tamil song singing. Tamil sermon I am leading. English song I am singing. So that you will come and find the peace of the Lord. Amen. We are happy doing that. But there should be a time where you own up responsibility. Don't come to shelter house. Then let me tell you, be frank. Don't come to shelter house if you don't consider one another as responsible. Is that clear? No hallelujah will come. I am responsible for everybody of you who came here, who comes here. And you are responsible for my well-being also. That's church. We are responsible. That's what Bible talks about. Look at Cain and Abel. Cain went away because of that. Look at Abraham and Lot. Abraham was responsible over Lot, but Lot chose to go away. But thank God in this book of Ruth, their two families come together again. Hallelujah. I'll go there. David was responsible. All the people of God whom God used were responsible people. Everybody here are going to be responsible in Jesus' name. Amen. And you know what? When this, what is that fellow's name? Ho? Some fellow. Correct? Ho some fellow, no? Such a fellow, correct. Ho such a fellow. Ho such a fellow. He said, I don't want Ruth. You take the property. You do whatever you want. Boaz said, yeah, that's my moment. Because I know she's such a beautiful woman. People must say that she's a Moabite woman. She's having no cultural room. But I'm sure because that night she came near me. She didn't make my place impure. She did not go beyond the boundaries. She knew where to stay. And she knew whom to trust. And I am here. I'm telling you, friend, if you know how to trust God as the way you have to trust Him, He will lead you through. He will lead you through. Some people who understand that God is over all say hallelujah. He understands your future. He understands it all. And you know what? Boaz, verse 8, therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. He drew off his shoe, and Boaz said unto the elders and all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Kilion's and Mahalon's and of the hand of Naomi. Your witness, I have bought it all. Now this shoe stands as the symbol. I have brought it. I have purchased. I want to tell you, friends, if Boaz is showing the shoe, Jesus is raising the blood and telling, son, daughter, I have purchased you. You belong to me. You do not belong to your past disruptions. You do not belong to your cruel past. Mahalon must have been dead and gone. Moabite culture must be dirty. But now you are pure by the blood of Jesus. Somebody who believed it said, praise the Lord. Clap your hands and give glory in the house of the Lord. He's showing his blood. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood, hallelujah, shed for your sin. You belong to me. The transaction is done. Say, the transaction is done. It's a done deal. In the TV, you see a program, Deal or No Deal. Have you seen it? Deal or No Deal. The Oho some fellow said, no deal. Jesus said, deal. Deal. The thing of taking care of Ashley belongs to me. That's a deal. Hallelujah. The responsibility of taking care of Priya is a deal. It's a deal. The responsibility of taking care of each one of you sitting here, He's showing His blood to you in His spirit and telling, it's a deal.
deal. Let the people say no deal, it doesn't matter. Let the people who say no deal go with their no deal. But Jesus is selling, he's making a deal with you. I will take care of you. I will lead you on. And look at what happens in verse 11. And the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. That's what happens in the church. That's why you should not do a registered marriage secretively, going running around, eloping here and there. Do it normally. Talk. Take, if you love, like a girl, make sure it's from the right religious background. Belief is very important. Otherwise, it's all gone cases only. You tell your pastor, you tell your parents. All those things are there. Don't simply fall for anybody. Say, don't fall for anybody. Because at the end, you will fall and die. Then only people like us and Jesus will be there to take you up. Love is what Boaz showed. You know what did he say? He said to that fellow, you want to take care of him, take care of her. But if you are not taking care of her, she belongs to me. I will take care. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't do this love WhatsApp and jokes app and all. Jokes apart, life is bigger than WhatsApp. Love is bigger than, you know what is love? What you are carrying towards that fellow is not love. It's called lust. What is the difference between love and lust? Lust is by crooks or means I want him. You know what is that? That's a sin. But love says, if he is my boy, he will come. Don't give WhatsApp hearts and propose before and then have heartbreak and heartbroken heart. That's also their broken heart. This is my heart broken for you. Choose your relationships wisely. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then these church believers are telling, may the Lord make you the woman that is come unto thy house like Rachel and Leah, which to build the house of Israel, and thou worthily in Ephrathah, and do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. May you be all famous in the kingdom of God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Before you retire from your, do something significant, shaking the nations for the kingdom. Somebody said, praise the Lord. That's why we are ready to support you. Do whatever. Yuvraj has made some apps. You make some websites. You make some blogs. You make some recipe. Now recipe only full. Lakshmi must start a recipe. You are now full WhatsApp only. Recipe site, if you put, all will come there. Because no girl, no cooking these days. They all look. At last, one step they miss out. God. But when you make a recipe site, put a verse there. Now it's all WhatsApp status, jumping there, jumping like a monkey, going here, there. I don't watch status at all. Sometimes I get tempted to see something. Wherever we go, we see status or update, Instagram, Insta, that thing, that thing. Can you give some break? Somebody said, praise the Lord. Do something fruitful there. Put a verse, put that as a status. Somebody will be blessed. Hallelujah. Putting, come, boy. Boys are looking. WhatsApp. Your friends are there, no? What? She's giving kiss only to me. Go on. Then, what all things should we see? Friends, may God give you right discernment in the name of Jesus. May God you make famous in Bethlehem. May God make you famous in his kingdom. Because you are the one who is welcoming the unwelcomed. Like Ruth. Look at Boaz's heart. Look at Boaz's heart. And you know what he says. And verse 12. And let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. See, that's where church is all about. Who is talking all these blessing words? The church. See, when we come and sing together, one way, Jesus, you're declaring to one another, friend, sister, brother, sitting next to me, there's only one way, may you be blessed. That's how it is. When you come to a church, it's a blessed environment. Today, you're blessed than ever before in Jesus' name. Somebody said, praise the Lord. You're sitting amongst the presence of God. Elders are here. We are declaring the blessings of God towards you. And let me tell you, no devil can sneak in there. Somebody said, praise the Lord. The devil can peep into the window, but he cannot enter through the door. It is blood washed.
Hallelujah. Somebody said amen. And then Boaz, verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and he went in unto her, and Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women, there was a something beautiful women there also. Okay, women's, everybody say women's fellowship. That's very important. Women's fellowship is the driving force of our church. Somebody said amen. But to gather them together only is a problem. Yesterday I knew, currently that time the rain came. Aha, rains. Baru baru deko. Aha. What did I sing? Baru baru deko means nothing. Baru baru deko. See, Dr. Saab is laughing. What was that? Baru baru deko. Hazar baru deko. Ye barish kya anubhuti hai. Something beautiful. Who wants to go there? If you said something, may God forgive you. Amen. Women said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which has not left thee this day. And the Bible says, the Lord gave her conception and she bare a son. Who bore? Ruth bore a son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Homework for you. Go through Ruth 4 chapters only. Underline wherever the Lord comes. You will hardly find some things. But one thing is sure, the Lord was behind it all. Who gave her a son? You can get married, but who gives you children? God gives. He will give you. God will give you. I speak to people who do not have a child. God will give you. Allow him to work. Allow him to work. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and the women fellowship said, blessed be the Lord which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name be famous in Israel. So a redeemer's son is also a redeemer. He's talking about the son. So Boaz's son's name is Obed. And the women are telling he's also a redeemer. Say redeemer. You know what is the peculiarity of redeemers? They gather everything that is lost. Somebody said praise the Lord. The Lord is making a redeemer, not a loser. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What? I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Praise the Lord. Somebody said amen. The story of your losing and failures are over. You're going to gather it all back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Demonetization must have wiped off all your black money. Don't worry. White money is coming your way. Somebody said praise the Lord for that. You give tax, no problem. Give GST. Let the government take. Give the, hallelujah, tithe to the presence of the Lord. And you will have a cushy say, lifestyle. Blessing the life and ministries of many others. Hallelujah. Somebody received it in Jesus' name. You don't want it. Looks like you don't want it. Okay. Hallelujah. 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 Sons of redeemers are redeemers. Hallelujah. You have a redeeming capacity. Say, I have a redeeming capacity. Lift your hands. This is the Holy Spirit is here. I have a redeeming capacity, not a losing capacity. Not a losing capacity. Redeeming concern. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to redeem something this week in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. The joy that was lost, go and redeem it back. The peace that was lost, go and redeem it back. Hallelujah. The health that was lost, go and redeem it back. If your neighbor is having some problem, go and redeem it for her. You are a redeemer because you are the son of a redeemer. Hallelujah. Amen. Fifteenth verse, and he said unto thee, a restorer of thy life, nourisher of thy old age, for thy daughter-in-law. Everybody say daughter-in-law. How many daughters-in-law are here? Daughter-in-law which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons. Kaisa ho gaya? How can this happen? Daughter-in-law loving the mother-in-law more than seven? That is the passion which God gives to a person who is filled with God's word. Hallelujah. I told you, Naomi is a good pastor. You want to understand a pastor's heart. Look at the heart of Naomi. And the Bible says, she took the child in her. Suddenly her breasts started becoming full. She nursed the baby. She nursed the baby. Is it possible? Old age, good for nothing. But when she walked according to God's word, she started nursing the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to give you this three broad headlines for today. You are redeemed from your past. Everybody say past. Ruth, your past is over. God has redeemed you. 1 Peter 1:18, you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Don't stand in that vain traditions of yours after your redemption. You belong to Jesus. Walk as the son of Jesus. Walk as his son. You're not afraid of the enemy. Why? Because our father said, get away from me, you sin. Many believers are scared of the enemy. Why? Pastor, please pray for me. I'm feeling so scared. Whose son are you? I'm a son of Jesus. What did he say to the enemy? Away from me, Satan. Somebody said it. Can you say it? You say it here. Practice here. Go and practice home also. This is a practice. Away from me, Satan. He's not here anyway. But he's hearing there up. Hallelujah. It's enough. The enemy played around with your life. Bringing your past. You have been redeemed by your good Boaz, Jesus. You are redeemed. Second point. For a relationship. You are redeemed for a present relationship. Ruth didn't say, Mahlon didn't do good to me, so I'm not coming to you. She went to Jesus. She went to Boaz. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, in the end, our story all will be gone. Will be all merged with his story. What's that? I want to tell you this. That, like a consummation process. Our story will be consumed to be his. Hallelujah. You want a verse for that? Just give it to you. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter. You want this verse? Just note it down. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter. Hallelujah. 1 and verse 7. Ephesians for a. Hallelujah. And that's the third point. Hallelujah. You are redeemed for a future that will end in Jesus. All our story, all our ministry, all our career will be at last a showcase of his glory. 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Verse 10, that in the dispense, can you read it together? It's quite hard, but you all have good mental capacity. Hallelujah. Read it together. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Friend, brother, sister, are you thinking, what is my story all about? The story is all about Jesus. The story is all about how your story is being, hallelujah, led into that great history of the Lord Jesus. Together in one, all things are in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. What is your future? What is your future? Jesus, say it. What is your future? Now you're clear? Now you're clear? Because that is what the relationship of Boaz shows you. Don't worry about your past. Your future is Jesus. Give him the praise and glory in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy that you will be so consummated with Jesus? So much in love that we might be one body. That's a mystery. That's what Paul is saying. It's a mystery. We are the mystery in this history. How many of you are glad that you are a part of the mystery to make history? Hallelujah. Okay. She nursed. And you know who came out from this family of Ruth? David. This is. See, and now I will give you a bonus 4 points. Say bonus 4 points. Now you have been ready to be a little moving here, okay? 4 bonus points from the story of Ruth. Number one, there is a sovereign God behind your story. He is the one who is in control. Say, I'm not in control. He's the one. He knows where I should be born, whom I should marry, where I should work. It's all about him. Ruth's story talks to us that he is the sovereign God. He is the El Shaddai. And I want to tell you, dear brother, dear sister, you're not an accident that has come between the union of two chromosomes, but you are a master plan of God. Somebody said amen. Leave your Bibles for some time. You have to be ready to clap your hands. Okay, hallelujah. Be ready to clap your hands. Points are all over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a sovereign God. Lift your hands and say, there is a sovereign God.
in control of my life. He brings people into my life. He takes away people from my life. There might be Mahlon in one season of my life, but a good Boaz is coming. Hallelujah. That I will, hallelujah, forget the devastations of the past. Hallelujah. Because God is sovereign. He controls it all. He releases the blessings. He releases me into his destiny. There is a sovereign God. You are not in control. If you are still taking control of some things that you need and leave it off, let God take care of it. Hallelujah. The second bonus point. When people go, let them go. When God spoke to me this yesterday, I couldn't manage it. But that's the truth. If people go, let them go. They are not a part of your destiny. Don't whine about people who were there at one point of time. And he left me, he ditched me, she ditched me. Enough. The blood has been shed. You are his. That's why in Isaiah 43, 1 we see, hallelujah. Can we read that Isaiah 43 and verse 1? Hallelujah. Can we all read it together? Can we all rise up to our feet? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 43 and verse 1. Hallelujah. God is our Redeemer. He redeems us. But can we read it together? But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, O Ashley, O Priya, O Sheba, hallelujah, O Vijaya, and he that formed thee, O Jenison, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have purchased thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Vishal, I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. Hallelujah. Next verse says, when you walk through the fire, hallelujah, when you walk through the waters, I will be with thee, because you do not belong to the property of the waters, but you belong to me. Hallelujah. When they will not overflow thee, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Everybody say, I shall not be burned. I shall, lift your hands and say, I shall not be burned. I shall not be burned. The water shall not overflow over me. Hallelujah. Though neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Hallelujah. When people, when that good for nothing fellow left, leave him. There's a Boaz coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can we read this more? Isaiah 54 and verse 5. To all of them who have lost a relationship, your husbands may have dealt badly with you. You must have lost things. You must be asking. Today should be the end of those questions. Jesus is coming to you with an answer. Isaiah 54 and verse 5. Well, can you read it together? 1, 2, 3. For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give him a shout of praise. Your maker is your husband. When people leave you, let them go. Let them go. Blessings are for the root that stays with you. Hallelujah. If you stay close to Naomi, Ruth, your future is blessed. That's my third bonus point. Stay close to God's word. Because as you stay close to God's word, he takes control over your life. You might be in Antarctica, but still give room for God's word. Hallelujah. The last one. Ready for this? Everybody say last one. Age is no bar for nursing the blessings of God. Write it down. Age is no bar for nursing the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Naomi, at her old age, her breast was filled with milk. Hallelujah. Your old, at the age of 80, God made Moses a deliverer. At the age of 85, Caleb was called to set people free for Hebron. Lift your hands and say, age is no bar, but I will nurse my blessings. Come on, tell it. Tell it to the Lord. I will nurse my blessings. I will nurse my blessings. Come on, lift it to the Lord and say, I will nurse my ministry. I will nurse my blessings. Like Naomi, hallelujah, carried a blessing in her hand, in her old wrinkled hand. Hallelujah. And how the blessings of God filled her breast and life. God's blessing is coming back to you. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.